It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and now we're at part three of the love test. We're winding this series up. Oh, yes, we are. And I know I have some people out there that's listening that you are growing in Christ. You're coming into the fullness of what He wants you to be, and you're going to pass your test. Oh, somebody going to make that transition. Get ready. We're going right into part three of the love test. Get your pen, get your paper. It's all good. You're gonna make it.
And finally, you know, of course, we cannot even talk about the love test unless we talk about Jesus concerning the love test. You see, Jesus Christ, He said something very profound. He said in Luke 6:27, "But I say unto you which hear, I say unto you which hear. I say unto you which have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Love your what?" He said what? "Love your enemies. And do what? To them which what?" Oh my Lord. I'm so glad it's not 12:01. Because I got time to get it. How many people got time to get this thing together? But Jesus is saying, and we'll make it real for the year 2013. Jesus is saying that person that's dogging you out, talking about you, slandering you, wiping you out, don't want no good to come to you at all. He said, "I want you to love on them and do good." He said, "The more they hate you, the more you love them. The more they mistreat you, the better you do good to them." Why? I want to break and destroy some yokes of bondage. That person doesn't know they're an apostle. On that person doesn't know that they're an apostle and a maker. They don't know they're a pastor. They don't know they're a teacher. They don't know they're a preacher. They don't know they're an evangelist. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know who they are yet. So I say it unto you. Love them. Love them. Love them until they break down. Look at somebody say, "We're going to break you down." You see, you don't break nobody down with harsh words and stones and knives and all that stuff. You break them down with love. The Bible said, "With love and kindness have I called you. I've drawn you with love and kindness." If we could do it Jesus' way, people would come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Oh my God, love is the key. Love is the way. Love is the way. Love is the way. Jesus said, "Love them as I have loved you." Didn't I love you? Didn't I pick you up out of the mire? Slop? Oh my God. What have I done for you lately? Are we talking about the love test? Because we are tested every day of our lives. The clock is ticking every day of your life. I guarantee you, you don't have to guess about it. God is going to send you somebody that rubs you the wrong way. Somebody say, "I don't like being around him." That's why he sent you, to get that love out of you. That's why he sent him your way. "I don't like her." That's why she up in your face every day and twice on Sunday. They are not being tested. You are, as a believer. How much love do you have? Somebody say, "I'm tired." That's a sign you need some more love in your life, baby. Somebody say, "I want to slap you." That lets you know you're not on your way to heaven. Somebody say, "I don't want to take it." That lets you know you're weak in the faith. Somebody say, "I won't never go over there." That lets you know you're walking the wrong way. See, somebody wants this love walk to be easy. But when Jesus was carrying that cross, it was not easy. It was not easy to see the people that you just fed talking about you, mocking you, ridiculing you. I just fed you loaves and fish. I just delivered that devil out of you. Now you in my face talking about crucify him. But we talk about those people who said crucify him. But what about us? What about us washed in the blood but still walking in? Oh my God. See, we talk about the people that switched out on Jesus, but some of us won't proclaim his name in public. Some of us won't obey his command. Some of us won't even run and not get weary, walk and not faint. Some of us won't even obey the call. Crucify him. Crucify him. Jesus said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do that tonight. And some people say, I'm too weak. I'm going to do it. Crucify him. Jesus would speak, give, 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 give. No, I'm going to take this and I'm going to put it on me. No, no, no. I wouldn't dare give that church $50, but I would give myself a $50 pair of shoes. Crucify him. Jesus said, don't stop. Don't stop gossiping. Stop gossiping. Please don't do that. Don't say that. Don't ruin that person's reputation. That's a pole I'm trying to raise up. That's an Ananias I'm trying to raise up. I'm trying to raise up Ananias. Crucify him. I'm going to say what I've got to say. It's the truth. The love test. And when Jesus was on Calvary's cross, he saw the many times in our lives we would say, crucify him. Yet, he didn't say a word. He saw the many times we wouldn't obey him. Yet, he took the stripes. He saw the many times we'll be on and off, on and off, on and off, yet. He saw the times we would just wipe out another brother and sister, but yet. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Every day of our lives, we are tested. The Bible says Jesus is making intercession for us continuously because he's walking the love walk for you and for me. He could wipe us out anytime he gets ready. You could say, well, I just got to say it, and your tongue drop out of your mouth. But he said, Father, they deserve death, but I die for them. They don't know that they're a pastor yet. They don't know they're an evangelist yet. They don't know that they're a missionary yet. Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And even as Jesus intercedes for us and says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's what we got to do to our enemies. That's what we got to do with people who've made mistakes. That's what we got to do with people that's weak in the faith. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Tonight, God wants to restore somebody's love walk. If you found yourself in this message and you say, God, I see myself and I need to improve my love walk. Why don't you stand to your feet and we'll have a corporate prayer. I saw myself and I need to improve my love walk. Because I can see clearly where I've failed some tests. As we raise holy hands unto the Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And we come to you with humble submission. Because we realize that we can improve our love walk. That you shed your precious blood and you gave your life that we could be free and we could be examples for you. But God, from time to time, we've fallen short. But we repent. We ask you to forgive us, God. And restore us in right relationship. That even when you told us to love our enemies and do good to people who hate us. God, we don't want to be haters. We want to be one that's showing the love. Love will break and destroy yokes of bondage. Love will set captives free. Restore us, God. May your love abound in our lives. And oh, Father God, I pray, God, that if anybody in here is not saved, save us to the uttermost. We believe that Jesus Christ gave his life for this moment. This moment. He knew it was coming. We ask you to forgive us for all our sins. Come into our lives. Save us to the uttermost. This moment is not a surprise to you. Holy Spirit, penetrate our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. Make us whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come, let's give God a praise. Come, let's give God a praise.
Thank you so much for listening to part 3 of the Love Test, and we're wrapping up this series. I hope you got a chance to get in on that powerful prayer at the end. But if by chance you didn't, you must know that the Bible has told you that God is for you. And if God be for you, it's more than anything that can be against you. The Word of God also declares in your life, my brother and my sister, that if you draw nigh to God, He will surely draw nigh to you. If you draw closer to Him, this is what I'm saying. If you draw closer to Him, He's going to draw closer to you. And you would not have listened to this whole series if you did not want God to do a work on the inside of you. Yes, the love test would come to each and every one of us. But I declare and decree into your life that you are going to pass your love test. Going into next week, you will pass it. May the strength of God be upon you. May the love of Christ always flow through you. And may the grace of God take you where you need to go. Have mercy on us all. God bless you, and we're going to pass it, the love test. Thank you so much.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.